How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Thank you so much for coming through. I am a rapper and music producer. I've been doing music for 10 years. I started out as only a rapper for about 7 years, and about 3.5 years ago, I started producing music, and my career completely changed. Now I own the rights to my music. Sometimes I have producers who send me beats. Actually, lately, a lot of producers have been sending me beats. But most of the time, like most of my songs that are coming out are songs that I fully produce, mix, and master. So I make my beats, play piano, all that good stuff, right? And my goal for this podcast is to put out daily content that's going to help you get further in your music career. So we'll talk music production, we'll talk marketing, social media tactics, mindset, but you know, we're going to talk about stuff that might not exactly correlate to music exactly. I'm really into like personal development. I'm into learning about building wealth and finances and stuff like that. So we're going to talk a lot about stuff like that as well. So for today's episode, if you didn't hit yesterday's episode, go back, check that out. It's about passive income. Today's episode is pretty much kind of the opposite, right? I'm going to give you guys a couple of tips for some side hustles that you can do. And they especially, you know, they're pretty good right now during this quarantine COVID thing. And these are not passive income, right? Passive income we talked about is making money where you don't have to actually, like, you're not trading time and money. This is different. This is more of you trading time for money. But the reason I'm going to give you these examples is because they are great ways to make money on your own schedule and still get paid. And I'm going to give you three examples of things that I think you could start doing during quarantine. And they're gonna help you a lot, right? If you maybe you already have a full-time job, maybe you have a part-time job, maybe you're out of work, but either way, you can use these side hustles and try to fit them into your schedule somehow so that you can make some extra money on the side. Because we could all, I know where we're at, right? We're independent musicians, we're low on cash, but we can't keep using our low budget as an excuse for why our music career isn't going the right direction. For me personally, right, I'm on that low budget just like you, but I don't want to be on that low budget, right? I always say, well, if I had an extra $500 to $2,000 a month to spend on my brand, it would blow up. I thought, well, then I need to make that happen, right? So that's kind of the path I'm on. I'm on that path of getting myself to the point where I'm just having, because I have the time and I'm willing to spend the time to get the money that I need to get, right? So these are some side hustles that I think you can start literally doing today, okay? So we're going to go in order. There's no real particular order, but number one example of a side hustle you can do, freaking DoorDash. Oh my God. Shout out to my boy JT Estes. Like, I knew about DoorDash, obviously, right? If you guys don't know, that's the app on your phone where you can, like, have food delivered to you from any restaurant. Well, not any restaurant, but a lot of restaurants. A lot of places do DoorDash. I'm talking about you being a driver for DoorDash. Like, you're the person who picks up the food and drops it off. So I just started doing this yesterday. My boy told me about it. And I was like, okay, he explained it all to me. And we actually went on a little ride. We did like a ride along where we went to Pete's just to get like a fun drink. And I was like, yeah, man, how are you making extra money right now? And he's like, dude, I'm DoorDashing. I was like, DoorDash, what is that? Or I knew what it was. I was like, well, show me how you do it. He showed it to me. And I was like, bro, let's hop in the car, my car, right now. And let's go DoorDash really quick on your account so I can see how it works. So we started DoorDashing. We did it for like maybe 40 minutes. And I think we had made like $25 in like the span of like 40 minutes or something. It was awesome. Cool. So I was like, all right. So I downloaded it. Here's what you do. It's super easy. You have to just go to Google. It's so much easier to do it on a computer, by the way. Like, if you don't, like, it's better to apply on your computer because the phone is a little too slow. Just type Google, like, DoorDash driver application or something. Do it, and you can start literally DoorDash. Like, I literally applied and got the job yesterday. You don't need to have a certain model car. Like, with Uber, you have to have a car that's newer than the year 2000. Mine's in 1997. So I couldn't do it. So I haven't been Ubering, but so that's why I don't recommend Uber, because not everybody has a car like that. DoorDash doesn't matter. They background check. You do like a background check. They do it automatically, and it takes like an hour less. Mine took like 30 minutes. Link your bank account. Do a W-9. You have to give them your social security number. You put your driver's license number in there, and that's it. Like, within an hour, I was applied and had the job, and I got started. And I was like, all right, I'm going to go start. And I started, and literally DoorDash yesterday. I made like $50. I only spent like – I'd worked for like 2 hours total yesterday, and I made like $50. It was sick. It's super fun. I'm in my car driving around. I get to interact with people who work at the restaurants. It's fun. I get to listen to music, podcasts. I could talk on the phone. I drop the food off, boom, take a picture of it so that the people live there know that I dropped it off, and then bam, it was super freaking easy, and it was pretty fun, to be honest with you. You get to make your own schedule. So today, like, I'm trying to do my power list as quick as I can, honestly, and, like, I'm about to try to go, I want to go freaking DoorDash today. So DoorDashing is awesome. Go do DoorDash. It's sick, okay? The other one, the second one, this is also something that I do. You could do social media services for local businesses. Right now, especially during COVID, like, a lot of businesses are like pretty low on money and customers. You can approach them and offer like social media services, okay? You could also, like, a great niche to go into is real estate. A lot of real estate agents are doing pretty well right now. Like, here in the Bay Area in California, real estate's actually not been that bad. Like, real estate hasn't dipped or made any kind of like COVID didn't really hurt real estate that badly, at least where I am. And so you could try to hit up real estate agents, right? But you know, there's obviously food establishments that are still open and they want to get more customers, right? So if I were you, I would start calling these businesses. Now, there's a lot of different ways to do it. There's like the packages that I offer. I do consulting, where I literally just give advice and I give my ideas. I do social media management, which means I make posts for businesses. I'll take pictures, videos, write the captions, organize everything for you. And then there's the Facebook and Instagram advertising, which is, you got to really learn that skill. That's something that you know, if you don't know how to do Facebook and Instagram ads, I would go on YouTube, watch videos on how to do it and learn it that way. And then start offering it up to businesses. It's a good side hustle. You can charge people anywhere from $500 to $1,000 per month minimum. But there's a lot of people who do Facebook ads and they charge people $5,000 a month. It totally depends on who you're working with. There's car dealerships that are open. You could start doing social media for them. But any way you can, like, you can have that as a side hustle. You could also use Upwork, UPWORK, Upwork.com, and you can become a freelancer and look for people that need social media management. They'll pay you a couple $100 a month just to manage their social media. It's pretty easy. So, and that's something that I do that I have experience with. So that's a good one. The other one that I have no experience with is called TaskRabbit. Basically, you get hired, like, people, like, let's say you're trying to move into a new place, or you need stuff moved, or you just have some random odd jobs that you need around your place. You can hire people on TaskRabbit to come do it. You could be a tasker. I don't have experience with it. Like, I haven't done it, but that's something else that you could do as well. It's a great side hustle. But as you can see, all three of these examples are all three things that you can do with your spare time. And it honestly, like, you can actually look at the amount of time you spend on social time. Look at the time you spend with on TV or social media or video games. You can sacrifice those hours and do this instead to make money. You might say to you, like, chances are, if you're an independent musician, you should not be content with the amount of money you make. Like, there, it's likely that you're freaking broke. I know, because I'm an independent musician. I know the grind. And, like, if you're broke, one of the problems I had was I had too much pride to do any of these things. I was like, no, I got to be a music producer. That's my main source of income. That's what I want to do. I want to be a rapper and music producer. Well, it wasn't making money. And I was like, all right, well, I have hella extra time. Why wouldn't I start trying to do these little side hustles to help some people out and to make some extra money? Why wouldn't I try to do that? You know what I mean? And it works and it helps. And it's definitely like becoming life changing for me in my situation. And I think it could help you out a lot too. All right, guys, that's it for the show. If you got any value out of this episode, do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating, leave a review, share this with a friend. Most of these places, like I know DoorDash has an affiliate program, kind of a referral program. If you refer a friend and they hit a certain quota, like that's what my boy and I did, like my boy referred me. If I hit a certain amount of deliveries in 60 days, he's gonna get $250. He said he'd split it with me just to hit a certain quota. You don't lose anything. So they have referral programs as well. So try to do that. Yeah, and just go get this money, guys. Like, if you can, like, do whatever you can, get this money, get your money right, get in your bag, and then use this money to support yourself and invest back into your music, all right? Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Peace! I won't let you do me wrong. Do me wrong. Put everything in every song. Every song. Can't wait for you, take too long. You take too long. I'll admit when I'm not strong. Yeah. I won't let you do me wrong.